First, we should try to meditate a few minutes. You should erect your backbone, sit properly, when you try to meditate, you must create a straight line from tailbone to top of head. Okay? Your spinal cord must be straight because there are so many vital centers situated in your spinal cord, and these centers will work properly if you keep them in balance. So when you are keeping your backbone straight, then your brain is controlling your other vital centers in proper way, and blood is circulating always in your body from head to toe, and you are taking proper oxygen from outside, and you are discharging your carbon dioxide in proper way. So you must keep your backbone straight and close your eyes and mouth, because there are 9 doors in your body, and among those only 3 doors are under your own control. You can close it, 2 eyes and 1 mouth. Other doors are not under your own control, you can't close it. So be aware, close your eyes and mouth and relax your body. Your body should be relaxed, each part of body should be relaxed, and mind should be tensionless. No tension, no worried, no depressions, and must be alert inside, must be aware inside, not outside. Okay, try to collect your senses or your thought from outside and try to peep inside. Okay, now visualize endless space full with divine energy. You know space is full with divine energy. That oxygen is nothing but projection of divine energy. Okay? So energy is flooding in the space, and visualize globe in the space, and you are sitting on the globe in the space. Visualize in this way. This is your real position, my dear. Really, you are sitting on the globe in the space, and surrounding your body there is nothing but divine energy. Flooding surrounding your body. Be aware about that. And same energy is entering into your body through your nostrils in the form of breath and giving you life. It means you are receiving life energy from infinite source. When you will pay your attention on this movement, then you will realize the source of life is one. Not only one person, but all beings are receiving life energy from same source. So source of life is one, though each person has separate lungs, separate nostrils, separate body, separate diaphragm, but this physical or mental or sensual or intellectual activities are in your body due to your breath. When breath will stop, then all movement will be stopped. So my dear, be aware about your source of life. So pay your attention on your breath. Watch your breath now and try to take deep breath, long breath, as deep as you can. In this process, you will be able to receive more oxygen and you will discharge more carbon dioxide. If oxygen will increase in your body, then your blood will be thinner and blood will circulate in whole body, blood be pure too. So when your brain will receive fresh or pure blood, automatically your brain will be active. Okay? So be aware about it and try to receive more oxygen through deep breathing. Do deep breathing. Exhale totally and inhale fully, but do it slowly, rhythmically, gently. Don't do harshly. Take deep breath and watch your breath. Where breath is entering into your nostrils, you should try to pay your attention on that point only and watch your breath. If you have any mantra, you should try to relate your mantra with breath. It will be more helpful for you. Okay? And put your tongue on the palate. It will help you a lot. Put your tongue on the palate and take deep breath, deep breathing, and watch your breath. And be aware about source of breath, infinite energy, flooding beyond your nostrils, nothing far away. Try to meditate on it, few minutes. If your mind is moved, try to take deep breathing again and again. If you will pay your attention on your breath, your mind will be stable automatically without any effort. Okay? So please do it. Few minutes. Be calm and quiet and serene. Put your tongue on the palate and do it. As I told you in the beginning, there are seven vital centers in your body, and these centers are situated in different parts of body. And your real self is residing into Brahma Chakra, that is situated on the top of head, near to pineal gland. That is the real abode of your real self. So be aware about it. Your brain is receiving consciousness from that divine spark, and waving that consciousness from head to toes in your whole body. So there are seven vital centers into your body. These centers are situated in your spinal cord, not all, but five, and two are situated on your head. So pay your attention on each and try to create holy sound, Om, from each in long way, and think that you are elevating your consciousness from lower to higher. So there are seven vital centers. Lowest center is situated near to your tailbone. Second is situated in the root of generative organ. And third is situated into your navel. Fourth is near to your heart. Fifth is into your thyroid, and sixth is above palate, and seventh is middle of both eyebrow. These are seven centers. And beyond that, there is a Brahma Chakra on the top of head. As I told you, that is real abode of your soul. Okay? So you should try to start. And first you should pay your attention on your lowest chakra and recite this holy sound. And turn by turn, sequentially, you should pay on one center and create this sound. So you should try to create seven sound. Okay, with me. That sound is very holy. Okay, this is the root of all divine sounds. That is called without stuck, sound without stuck. Okay, other sounds are only projection of your tongue and some part of your mouth. But this sound is without stuck. Your tongue and your part of mouth, both are not working. But only your breath is creating this divine sound that is called Om. Okay? So pay your attention on the lowest chakra and create this sound with me. Om. My dear souls, may God bless you all. May He lead you all from darkness to light, from unreal to real, from death to immortality. May He shower upon you all His divine grace. May He bestow upon you all His divine love and wisdom. Om Kham Brahma. Thank you very much.